So Ramon came in. I get him. Janet got him a bookmark, a yin and yang bookmark. He seemed baffled by it because, you know, Ramon is suspect of everything. That was weird. I give him the bookmark. He looks at me like I was about to hit him. And then he walks out. But, Janet, I think he was happy. And obviously, you got him the right gift. Here's George W. Bush's Palm Pilot for this morning. Here's his schedule. 7 a.m. Briefing on the bombing in Saudi Arabia. Note, double security at all embassies. And just to be safe, cancel all future reservations at Embassy Suites hotels. 9 a.m. Call House leaders. Tell them to go ahead and pass the intelligence bill. Assure them that anything we need to know will still get through prayer. 9:35 a.m. Speak to military personnel and families, Camp Pendleton, California. Note, thank them for all they've done and tell them this 18-month hitch is going to be the best 10 years of their lives. 10:45 a.m. Lunch with military personnel. Did I do that? No. Camp Pendleton, swap war stories. Tell them the one about being attacked in Alabama by overwhelming humidity. 1 p.m. Praise Ohio certification of my victory. Note, you know, if you visit a place 5 times a week for a year and promise them anything, you just might be able to squeak out a tiny victory. 5 p.m. Call Hamid Karzai and congratulate him on his swearing in. Tell him, you now command the loyalty and respect of Afghanis 3 and even 4 blocks from your palace. 9 p.m. Prepare for my swearing in. Note, people will object to the crown at first, but they'll get used to it. They will get used to it.